hotter than took some time. Seems the best approach if I'm ever mad. Sometimes the tongue can make a deal go bad.
Music fans, welcome to another week of Choice Parodies from the Masters of the Art Apologetics. And this is Apologetics with an X. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and here's Jay, the lead singer and lyricist for our favorite parody band.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to talk to you again. Listeners, it's great to be talking to you again also. And today we got a special show for you with, well, aren't they all special? With some new songs and some old songs. We started today, try and keep up with this, okay? We started today with a parody of Deep Purple. So we did a parody of Hush called Shush. And now we're going to do a parody of ZZ Top's Tush called Brush. So we went from Shush Hush to Tush Brush. And we're going to do four ZZ Top songs in this set. That one was the first one. And then we're going to do a parody of Legs called Plagues. And I see a rhyming scheme today. Then we have Smart Blessed Man, which is a parody of Sharp Dressed Man. And, of course, Legs and Sharp Dressed Man both came from their landmark, huge album, Eliminator. And the new one, the last song in this set, our newest parody of ZZ Top, is a parody of the first hit from that album, Gimme All Your Lovin'. It's called Gimme John 11, and it's about Jesus and Lazarus.
I've been down on this town to pick smart, blessed man. From a smart, blessed man. We'll be right back.
Jay, you're here with us each week at this time for Apologetics with an X. But in the meantime, I know you're still cranking out some hits. Who are the guys in the band, and how often do you guys gather for a little parody session?
Well, Jerry, we have our active members right now are Tom Tincha on lead guitar, Keith Haney on bass, Rich Mannion on keyboards, Jimmy Vegas Tanner on drums, and our mixer guy, David Michael, who's a very important part of the team. We also, Wayne Bartley is still one of our guitarists, although he just he does things occasionally for us and also helps us with some recording. But those are the main guy, and yours truly, Jay Jackson, lead vocals. And we're always working on new things, try to work on a new song every single week, try to put out a new one every 2 weeks, at least 4 CDs a year generally. And so keep them very busy, just not touring, but very busy with writing and singing. And I was just in the studio yesterday and spent a long time in there. Was very happy with the results, though. So, so that's what we've been up to. And now the weekend is here, of course, and we were working for the weekend, and that's the parody of the next one is a parody of Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. It's called Working for the Weekend, Those Who Are Weak. That's what Jesus does. The Bible says that as far as the Lord, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering flax he will not extinguish. That's a very encouraging thing. You know, he's patient with us, and he knows when we're at our wit's end, and he doesn't give us more than we can handle. Speaking of Loverboy, they're going to do the next two songs. They're parodies. Parodies of Loverboy are the next two songs in this set, too. We have Turn to Luke. It's a parody of Loverboy's breakthrough hit, Turn Me Loose. It's the story of the guy who – it's the Good Samaritan story told from the perspective of the guy the Good Samaritan helped. And because that's in the book of Luke, so it's called Turn to Luke. And finally, we have a new Loverboy parody. This is from their third album, Hot Girls in Love. It was a big hit. At the time, it was their biggest hit. And this parody is called God's Words Enough.
Apologetics would like for you to keep up with our latest releases and what you're all up to. How might they do that, Jay?
Well, Jerry, they can just remember the name of the show, which is Apologetics with an X. If you remember that, it's like the Rosetta Stone. It's the key to cracking everything. You just go to our website, apologetics.com, and spell it Apologetics with an X, or go to Facebook and look up Apologetics with an X and find our Facebook site there. And that's the best way. If you go to our website, you can sign up for the newsletter. We've got a newsletter that comes out every weekend, and a news bulletin generally comes out early in the week, too. And that's the best way to keep up. And you'll hear about new releases, like one of the ones we're about to play here. We do a set by Huey, Dewey, and Louie from the Scrooge McDuck. No, this is Huey Lewis. I'm saying it wrong. Huey Lewis in the News. I'm sure I'm not the first person to ever make that connection. First, we have The Power of Love, which was their first song that we ever spoofed, their first number one song. Ours is called The Power Above. It's about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And then we have I Want a New Drug, redone as I Want a New Covenant. Trust me, it works. Did you know that the New Covenant is predicted in the Old Testament? You know, the New Covenant, the New Testament. It's predicted in the Old Testament. That's Jeremiah 31:31, as you'll hear in the song. And then we have a brand new one, a new parody, also from the album Sports, as I Want a New Drug was. This song was called Heart and Soul. Ours is called Hearts Consoled, and it's about Isaac and his new bride-to-be, Rebecca.
Another man's strength. Change your heart through a little white dove. The Holy Spirit has the power above. Thumb through the Bible, it's quite clear. You're stronger and smarter when you have God's Spirit. If you have Him, good. If you don't, then why? Power above can give you a whole new life. The power above. That's the power above. Fruit of spirit is not grapes of wrath. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. That's the power above in the world below. Sometimes, but you find in Galatians 5, the Spirit John gives God.
new covenant. What the Lord made them list. When they wrote Book of Matthew and Mark, I think he feels we need this. I want a new covenant. Whenever I do that, one that obeys the service, one that God pursued, one that's first revealed by that Jeremiah dude in 31 and 2. One new covenant, blood that was spilled, all in all, cross for us. On top of a hill, I want a new covenant. One that won't go away. One the Lord's keeping up on high. One the world may receive by faith. None of us may deserve this, cause of stuff we do. But God made a deal I can't easily refuse.
company. Isaac stopped his morning. They went without a warning. It ain't a Vegas marriage, trust me.
Jay, you go into depth about the songs here each week on Apologetics with an X, but if your fans want to explore more about any of your releases through the last several years, I just bet there's a guide that they could get to help them further indulge their curiosity.
Yes, your suspicions are correct, Jerry. We have a digital songbook that comes out every 2 years and gets updated. The last edition came out in January 2024. My wife's been diligently working on the new one ever since then. So we got a new one scheduled to come out in January 2027. I guess the last one came out January 2025. So this one will be coming out January 2027. But the current one still has 1,350 pages. It's got the lyrics to all of our songs. It's got backstories on every single song. It's got indexes. You can cross-reference it by the years when these songs were hits, the original artists, how many times we spoofed these particular artists, original titles, themes. Like, you want to see how many times we've done songs about the prodigal son or about Luke or about healings that Jesus did. They're all in there. And you can get it at apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like the name of the show. APOLOGETIX. Apologetics with an X. This next part of the show is two songs. You're never going to guess which two songs we spoofed by Golden Earring. How about maybe their only two hits in the United States? The Dutch band Golden Earring, I think they had more hits in Europe, and particularly in their homeland. But they had two huge ones in the United States, and they were almost 10 years apart, about 8.5 years apart. We have Radar Love, which we redid as Greater Love. And then we have our new single, Twilight Zone, spoofed as Hivite Zone. And who in the world are the Hivites? Well, the Hivites were one of the seven nations of peoples that the Israelites were going to disperse with, were told to disperse with, that God would drive out before them when they went into the promised land. There were the Jebusites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Canaanites. And the Hivites, among the Hivites, a subset of them, were the Gibeonites. The Gibeonites were the people who tricked Israel into making a treaty with them. when Israel didn't realize that they were their neighbors. Anyway, what happened was those Gibeonites, who were Hivites, found themselves in a lot of trouble because the Amorite nations around them were very upset that they'd made a treaty. So they attacked, and the Hivites called to the Israelites and said, "Help! They're stepping into the Hivite zone." And that's where we're going to come in this song.
Christ, my friend said I was weird. There's a voice in my head that drives out fear. It's my Savior calling, so I need to hear. And as I head fast forward, John 15's clear. Well, Jesus chose me and he don't request too much. Gave his only begotten son. I'm trembling cause I'm not strong. The road is rocky, it divides. But God sent him through, he knew his sunrise. When I get holy and I'm sure I did enough, he says my comfort level ain't up to snuff. Stay in prayer. Ask God to bless and hear my goal. As the lion's scars go down into my soul, and the way the Lord gave that begotten son. I'm trembling, it's cause I'm not strong. Let a new man stand in this same spot.
We've got a king of that Somewhere in the Holy Old Testament, there's some guys asking the Israelites to come and turn away a concerted attack on them. Let's do it. Just in case you don't know, you come across a messenger, follow him home. Can't get your protection if you can't get through, they're all huge. Well, our practice is desperate until we find Israel's on a borderline. When we have men come, we know they'll help, we have this treaty. Get the throne.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.